All right.
And welcome to the show. It's the Operation Lighthouse podcast, and we are your hosts, and you know who we are. So, we're coming into this, we're not coming into it, we're fully in the holiday season now.
It's here.
Okay. So.
It's almost mid-December.
It's not, it's the 7th.
Almost mid-December. All right.
So, what we're talking about this week is our top 10 Christmas movie lists, respectively. So.
Check.
I will let you start. I think we'll probably agree on some. Some we were going through last night, and I don't think, you know, but whatever.
We're going one down or 10 up?
Gotta go 10 down. 10 up.
10 down?
Yeah.
10 to 1?
We're counting down from 10 to 1. I guess we'd be counting. I don't know. Whatever.
We're starting at 10 and ending at 1.
Yes.
Love it. Am I going first?
Yes.
Are we going like 10, 10, 9, 9, 8, 8?
We can do that. And I can't because my phone is how we record, so I don't know the list. But I'll wing it. Let's send it.
Word. All right. All right. So coming in at number 10, I felt I needed to go with a classic.
Mm-hmm.
A Charlie Brown Christmas.
Charlie Brown Christmas at 10.
Yeah, 10.
All right.
It's a list of 10. It's 10th.
I would have Chuck a little bit higher than 10.
You call him Chuck?
That's what Peppermint Patty calls him, Chuck.
Nice. Okay.
So. Perhaps because those were the main hitters in my childhood. Like, we haven't unfolded into the world of all the different, you know, shows and whatnot.
So you're basing it on nostalgia.
Yes. Nostalgia's got to have a key role.
Okay.
I think.
Appreciate.
But my number 10 is, it's not a classic. It's just my own preference. Some may have not heard of it. It's called Four Christmases.
Yeah, I had not heard of it.
It's got some pretty stellar, like, A-list actors in there, though. It's just, I still can't remember that girl's name. You gotta look her up.
Reese Witherspoon.
There it is. Reese Witherspoon, Vince Vaughn, all kinds of people in that movie. But the idea is they're dating, and they really just wanted to spend Christmas together, but they have the family obligation, so you got, like, four stops happening, and it's a love story. And a family story.
It's beautiful. Maybe we should partake in the movie.
Yes, on Hulu.
Okay.
Sports fans. All right.
My gosh. Shameless plug.
For Hulu, not for us. Okay.
Okay. 9. Another classic. How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
So that is got, that's like the OG.
The actual cartoon.
The original.
That is not like a cartoon of the 2000s. The original version.
Okay.
Not the Jim Carrey human people one, but the actual.
Live action, they call it.
Live action. Not the live action.
Right.
I don't even know what I'm talking about. The very first one that ever came out.
That is, yeah, that's a classic. How do you feel about the other ones, the other iterations?
They're fine. The Illumination one or whatever, it's just called Grinch, isn't it? I thought that one was cute. You know, they're all good. But I think the original is typically just the way to go.
All right. I had to adjust my list a little bit because I left some people out and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to put at number 9, we're on 9?
Yes.
Number 9 is Scrooged with Bill Murray. Another 80s classic.
It's not on my list. Probably because I was like 6. Nope. Moving on to number 8. Number 8 is a montage. It is a collectible series, if you will. Most likely could be found in the $5 multi-disc bin at Walmart. It's a montage of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Boom.
Frosty the Snowman. And Santa Claus is Coming to Town. All original animated classics.
Very true. Very true. And they had like Yeah, Burl Ives. Plays the snowman. These are all old dudes.
Yes.
But like Bing Crosby is like the mailman guy on Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
That's the ones I'm talking about.
Yeah, man. I agree, because what I had done originally is made them all separate on the list, but that takes up too much space on the list.
That was my thought.
Yeah, I agree, because you're probably right. They probably come on the same disc in the $5 bin.
I believe they do.
And what a bargain, people. $5, 3 films.
Also a shame at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. Number 7. You'll Shoot Your Eye Out.
A Christmas Story. Well played. I forgot about A Christmas Story.
How do you forget about Ralphie?
You know, as a fun fact, right here in our house, or as it were, the Operation Lighthouse podcast studio, we actually have the leg lamp right on our mantle.
Well, year-round, actually.
Year-round, yeah. It never comes down.
Yes, it is there. Okay. So, A Christmas Story, also a classic from my youth.
Okay. What am I? We are on 8?
7.
7. I gotta put the Santa Claus, like, franchise.
7?
Yeah.
7.
You know what? No, let's scratch that. Because there's one I forgot. That is a holiday movie. Because it falls right into the realm of the holidays. Is Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
It's not a Christmas movie. I've tried to tell you before. Just because movies take place in the holidays does not necessarily mean they're a holiday movie. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is not a Christmas movie. Nor is, dare I say...
Don't even do it. You're gonna
Die Hard.
It is a Christmas
movie. It's not a Christmas movie. It takes place on Christmas Eve.
Thus,
it is not... A Christmas movie.
Everybody knows that it's a Christmas movie.
Then everybody is wrong.
The likelihood of you being right and everybody else being wrong
is high. It's very high.
Oh my gosh. Okay, whatever. It's a Christmas movie. Moving on.
We agree to disagree. Number 6. Home Alone 2. Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
Over, like, the original?
I'm on 6. James, that means 1 through 5 are still open.
So I'm going to call Deck the Halls, number 6.
Deck the Halls. All right, that's interesting. Deck the Halls, I like it. This is a very odd list that you've created with your eclectic taste. 5. Am I going first again?
Yeah.
Elf.
Yeah, I would agree. I'd put Elf at 5 as well. That's a solid mid.
Yeah. 4. Christmas with the Cranks.
Hmm.
What?
Which one of these dogs is snoring?
It's Duke.
All right. Dang, man.
He's thick. He can't help it.
He might have apnea.
He's a deviated septum.
Oh. Sorry, anyway, Duke. Move on.
4, Christmas with the Cranks.
That's higher on the list than 4. Come on.
Then what's your 4?
My 4?
You put Santa Claus at 7, so.
That's the whole franchise. Home Alone. Is that 4?
We just need to end this now.
Why?
Just turn it off.
What are you talking
about? How do you put Home Alone at 4? What other 3 Christmas movies could possibly be better than Home Alone? The original.
I can see now that I probably shouldn't have put the Santa Claus franchise at 7.
Yeah, maybe that's a bad move.
Maybe just the last 2. But Home Alone is not in the top 3. It's a good movie.
Because you're putting Die Hard up there.
Yeah.
That's a shame. Sorry, Michael. Who is it? Bruce Willis? Who's in Die Hard?
Bruce Willis.
Sorry, Bruce.
Who are you going to say?
Michael Keaton. I was going to say it first, and I was like, that's not him. What? It's just, whatever. Three, the Santa Claus. Clearly, no, you've put it at seven. You've already spoke your piece. You put it at seven. You've recognized the error of your ways.
Whatever. All right.
Three, the Santa Claus.
Three, Die Hard. The Christmas movie.
Was that the subtitle?
It should have been.
It's in parentheses.
It would have cleared a lot of things up.
With whom?
People like you who don't believe that Die Hard's a Christmas movie. Probably also think the Earth is flat, don't you?
Just turn it off.
At least we sound better this week. It doesn't sound like we've been...
I cannot believe you just called me a flat Earth believer. Because
a flat earther. Because you don't think Die Hard's a Christmas movie. I don't think Die Hard's a Christmas movie.
It's not.
Okay.
It's not that I don't think it's not. It literally is not. Two. Home Alone. Is that where we were? I have no idea even what's happening right now.
We're on two. We're on two.
I'm so upset. So upset.
At what?
Generally speaking, you right now.
Number two
atrocious list.
Number two is Christmas with the Cranks. My second favorite Christmas movie.
Okay. Number one.
Everybody knows what number one is.
It's a beaut.
It is a beaut, Clark.
Christmas Vacation.
Of course, it's Christmas Vacation. Yes. How many times would you say we watched that throughout the holiday season?
Oh, probably at least 5 to 10 times per year, minimum. Hmm. I don't know. Remember that one year, Reagan was probably like 3 or 4, and she got hooked on Home Alone. And we, no joke, watched Home Alone probably 30 to 40 times in one like Christmas season.
Yep.
That was intense. Right now, Zoe is hooked on the Santa Claus. She's probably watched it 4 or 5 times already.
Yeah.
Okay, I have some honorable mentions that I would like to discuss. Oh, yeah, that's right.
This was ridiculous, too, so bring it. Go ahead.
My list is not ridiculous.
It's not.
My 1 through 10s were not ridiculous.
Nope. Your honorable mentions, what are they?
Prancer.
I don't think I've seen it.
You should sometime.
Okay.
Prancer. The Christmas Chronicles. With Kurt Russell.
Yeah, those one are solid.
One and two. Yeah. I'm putting them together. They're fantastic movies, actually.
That's for sure.
Not my favorite, but I feel like it is important to include The Polar Express. By not my favorite, I mean I do not like it at all. I would be disappointed if someone in my family wanted to watch it and I had to sit through it. But I would. Because I feel like it's just an appropriate holiday season movie.
I'll just say this about that movie, is that the animated train conductor Tom Hanks is creepy.
He's kind of like very animatronic, like doesn't move. The AI was off. Like it was too early for the AI.
It's sketchy.
Okay, four, Jingle All the Way.
That's a classic.
I love the Jingle All the Way. Five, I had Deck the Halls, but you had that already on your list. Six... these are not in any particular order either. I just numbered them because that's just what I like to do.
Just because you number things.
Six, or it could be 12. It doesn't even matter. Muppet Christmas Carol, because that is a movie from my youth.
So that's the nostalgia for
that
you.
Is my nostalgia, okay. Yes. Seven and eight, I'll couple together because you dislike them so much.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
Santa Paws and Santa Buddies. Santa Paws, okay.
These are like when you got a litter of dogs.
These are the Golden Retriever dog movies that assist Santa. That's Santa Paws. They assist Santa with all of his things. Santa Buddies is from the whole franchise of Buddies movies. They do all kinds of things. Spooky Buddies, Santa Buddies. There's a lot of Buddies movies. Santa Buddies, not all that great, but the kids liked it.
Right.
So, like, it brings back memories of when the big kids were little kids. Santa Paws, it's just cute. Santa Paws 2, not so much. And Santa Paws 1, yes.
Hit us with that last one that's on there, because I know it's on there. Because you're just in that level of film that it's got to be.
I'll save that one to last. Next, we'll go with Noelle, which is a recent release within the last handful of years on Disney.
Yeah, it
was Noelle.
Yep.
With Anna Kendrick.
Mm-hmm.
Her father is Santa. She
inherits the Santa gene, so to speak.
Yes. And last but not least, a horrifyingly terrible movie, but I feel like it has to be mentioned on the honorable mention list, Ernest Saves Christmas.
See? Okay, here's the problem with that.
If
you're going to have Ernest Save Christmas, you may as well like mix in a Mary-Kate and Ashley Christmas or something like that. It's just that whole time frame, dude.
I didn't say it was good. I didn't say I liked it. It's an honorable mention at the bottom of the list.
Somebody likes it. Somebody, that's their nostalgia movie.
People loved Ernest when it came out in the whatever 90s. I don't even know when it was. I don't know how old I was even. But people loved the Ernest. They thought he was wonderful. Just like people loved Weird Al. I kind of couple them together because they're both very eccentric.
Ernest and Weird Al?
Yeah, they're eccentric.
Strange
people.
Flex. But, but I get it.
I feel so judged right now.
Did you ever see Bad Santa?
I think so.
That's like a
Who's with that one?
Isn't
that like Billy Bob Thornton or something?
Yeah, I was going to say Jerry Lee Lewis.
I thought you were going to say Billy Ray Cyrus.
But it wasn't. It was, yes, Billy
Bob
Thornton.
Yeah, I do think I did. Another movie that I would like to see that I never have is Bad Moms Christmas. I would like to watch that.
Uh-huh.
Although I feel it's just a loose adaptation of the Bad Moms movie into Christmas time.
Probably.
But I think I'm here for it.
Here's some movies that I've never seen and I don't plan on ever seeing. Miracle on 52nd Street.
Seriously, come on. You know what it is. It is not 52nd.
54th?
No. 34th.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Teacher says, every time a bell rings, an angel gets her wings.
Oh. Okay. Not going to watch it. It's a Wonderful Life. Not going to watch that either. Those are just not on my list.
My quote may have been from It's a Wonderful Life. I don't even know.
I
haven't. Now that you said that, I was like, oh, wait. Maybe I was predicting the future. I've not seen either of them, and I don't have any desire to.
Right. Well, that didn't take anywhere near the amount of time that I thought it would.
It was going to be quick. It's just a quick little ditty.
Yeah. Quick little hitter this week.
Yep.
All right.
So if you have holiday movie suggestions that we didn't mention, please let us know. That way we can add some more films into our mix.
Yeah. Well, this is an oddly short episode. And for that, whatever. Oh, yep. I'm kind of on one tonight. So
Jim's a little spicy, in case you didn't notice.
A little spicy this week. Anyway, that's really it. Anything else we can talk about the holidays? Like, I don't know. Would be interested to know other people's, like, Christmas meal tradition. Like, is it ham or is it turkey?
Or Chinese food.
That's us. We celebrate a very Canton Christmas at our house, but
best decision we ever made.
Do you remember why we went that route?
No.
Did it happen? Well, because the one year we had a a traumatic lasagna experience. Oh, mercy.
So, okay. Let's just dial it back a little bit. We do a very traditional Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And in years past, let's dial it back a little bit more. Since our kids have been born, we have transitioned to doing all of the holidays, the major holidays, at our house aside from Christmas Eve. And once Griffin was born and we had, at Christmas time, we had a newborn, a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old. Mm-hmm. And it was a lot. So we started making some changes to try to just make things a little bit easier on everyone. So we've always done kind of like a buffet style. What's that called when people bring their own dishes?
Potluck.
Potluck-esque type thing.
Right.
With our extended family. And, you know, they come to our house. We spend the day together. And it's just a time to enjoy each other's company and kind of chill out and typically watch some sort of sporting event. So we decided a long time ago to transition away from traditional Christmas dinner and make it just more like something that's like a wholesome type food.
Right.
So the meal that Jim is referencing, the pasta lasagna incident of probably 2015-ish.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I had made a wonderful dish of
two of them.
Baked lasagna and put it in a foil pan for ease of use and did not put a tray underneath of it. And when I went to get out of the oven, it was heavy and the pan collapsed and our baked lasagna spilled all inside of the oven, like everywhere. And I feel like I did actually cry real tears. I think. I may have mentally blocked it from my memories, other than knowing that it actually happened.
Right.
So then after the lasagna incident, I think it must have been that following year.
Yes.
My mom, I think it was my mom, made a suggestion of transitioning to a very Canton Christmas.
Yep.
So we have been having a very Canton Christmas for, it's probably been creeping on like 7 or 8 years for sure. And so, yeah, we go into Canton right off of Fenton and Hill a couple weeks before Christmas. We put our order in so that we know that we get our spot. Because they're busy. Like, they are hopping on Christmas. It's literally one of their busiest days for the whole year. And, we get our spot and we get our 3 or 4 plate family combo and just enjoy and chow down.
Yep.
And it's worked out wonderfully. And last year or the year before, we should have just talked about Christmas traditions. That's what we should have talked about. But we could save some of these for later. But we usually go to Bronner's and see Santa Claus. And then while we're there, we try to pick out an ornament for the tree that kind of represents something for our family. Not necessarily something for the year, but just something for our family. And last year, the year before, we got like a Chinese takeout box ornament to represent our Canton Christmas.
Yeah. Well, it's a fun time of year, right? To have all the little traditions, all the things you do.
Yeah. And, you know, everyone's families do things so differently.
Right.
And I think that's what's cool. And, like, being a teacher, you know, you kind of, by this time of the year, you've started to build, like, pretty decent relationships with students in class. And it's fun to talk to, like, the kids at school and see, like, you know, well, what do you guys do over Christmas? What do you have for dinner? You know, and that kind of stuff. Like, a lot of my kids over Thanksgiving, their families have like specific games or things that they play like every year, like certain card games or spoons or, you know, something like that. And stuff gets like really cutthroat. So it's just, it's interesting to hear about how other people choose to, you know, keep their traditions alive.
It's a good idea. Spoons. I've heard of it. I just don't know.
I don't know if I've ever actually played spoons, but I know it can get, like, pretty cutthroat. I think a lot of people in, like, our area, like, euchre, you know, obviously is really popular. It's a pretty Michigan thing to do. Like, I don't really think it's pretty much anywhere.
No, the rest of the country plays spades. Yeah. Michigan plays euchre.
I mean, I know how to play spades and euchre, so.
Right.
I guess I'm cultured, but.
Yeah, it's just, But it is a very Michigan thing to do, or, like, Midwest thing to do.
While you drink your Faygo, eat your Kogels, and say ope, because you bumped into somebody.
we can't. I'm just gonna scream. We aren't doing this. That's, we aren't doing, that's a whole nother episode. That's a whole nother time. We'll get in here and I will dismantle Michigan language mercy. For everybody. No, but yeah, it's definitely cool. Christmas time. You know.
So yes, we really enjoy the holiday season. You know, since I've not been in retail for a handful of years, things have definitely become a lot more enjoyable just because that retail life was very stressful for all of those years, especially once our kids were kind of old enough to know what was going on and they wanted to do things and, you know, you have to work and you have other obligations outside of just being able to enjoy the holidays. But, yeah, I think that's something that we could talk about. We have quite a few tradition type things that we do, and it would be interesting to hear, you know, again, what other people decide to do. And, you know, we hope that, you know, everybody has somebody to share the holidays with. That's the big thing.
Right. Right. You know, and there's also the thing, I was just thinking about this, that you see a lot more in the past few years is when people will, they like to go on Facebook and remind everybody that the holidays aren't great for everybody, which it is, that is true, but I don't think the intent is to stifle your own joy just because there's other people in the world that don't necessarily, you know what I mean?
Right. It's just the time to be cognizant of, I mean, you should really be cognizant of other people in your everyday life, but there are a lot of emotions that can be stirred up in, you know, around major holidays due to, you know, loss, grief, etc.
Mm-hmm. Very true. Well, I've added a little bit of meat to this one. Yeah, so anyway, next week we'll get back into some other tradition stuff and we'll talk about what the Norwegians do. I'm just kidding. We don't care about the Norwegians. Anyway, everybody, thanks for listening. Make your own list. Share it with us. Let us know what your favorite Christmas movies are. That'd be fun to do. And in the show notes this week, we'll be having a poll. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie or is it not?
I'm sure people are going to say yes. So it's like really not necessary.
Oh, it's necessary.
But I know that in my heart of hearts, I'm right. So it's okay.
We're going to find out. Until next week, everybody, deuces.